K-Man's in focus. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples this morning, and we're in the final segment of the show. The GMCF Community Hour will be coming up next. We'll talk about a special fundraising event that the Wamego Hospital is hosting, and Cheryl Collins with the Historical Society to be joining us. Here now on In Focus, we have Dr. Reginald Eggleston, who is the superintendent of the Geary County Schools, District 475. And this is one of the most exciting things, I think, probably that's happened within the district in some time, and that is the construction that hopefully will be underway. And you kind of teased about this in just a few moments ago, that you should be open for the school year when it begins in August to the high school. People fired up there in Junction City about that?
I think so. I think there's a lot of excitement surrounding the opening of the new school. For about the past 4 months, we've been having small group tours of the facility, giving members of the community an opportunity to actually visit, see the productivity and the improvements and changes that have been occurring throughout the progress of the construction. So I think there's a lot of energy surrounding it. I know that the high school staff is very excited and the students. Just last week, we actually took over a group from the high school, and just excitement all over everyone's faces, and the comments were very pleasant and very positive, and I just know everyone's excited about moving into the new facility.
Okay. Well, what are some of the nice aspects about the facility, the new high school, that you're looking forward to most?
We're going to have an orchestra room, which is definitely something that everyone was anxious to have. For the athletic side, we're going to have extra facilities for practice as well as for conditioning. Just a number of different areas that will just give students an opportunity to really take advantage of their academic, of the academic programs. As you know, we focus on a strong career technical education program in our high school. And so we're gonna offer several pathways for students to take advantage of and earn credentials. We also have our advanced placement courses that we will offer to our students, as well as dual enrollment. We have several teachers who are certified both to teach college and K-12 or public K-12 education. And so we're just excited about the endless opportunities that exist for our students as we enter into the new facility.
You know, as a fan of music in our schools, I'm sure the orchestra aspect is something that, you know, music in schools, I think, is something that's extremely important. And, you know, and I don't know if our audience knows this or not, but my daughter is a teacher, a music teacher there at Junction City High School. And, you know, seeing some of these young people develop, I'm looking forward to seeing some more great talent, like what I saw in their presentation of Godspell here a couple of weeks ago. That was just wonderful. And that's a core aspect. And I know you come from a music background as well, Dr. Eggleston. And that's got to be a great opportunity for students.
I would have to agree with you. I think the music does add to just the nature of school. It gives students an opportunity to express themselves, share their talents and gifts. I'm glad that we have the program that you alluded to, something that gives students an opportunity not just to focus, again, on the academics, but also to share and express their talents. I had an opportunity to attend the production as well, and it was well done, very well done. Really appreciated the young people, all the time and energy that they put into rehearsing, practicing. Appreciate everything the staff did in order to support them, the props, everything on stage was just top notch. And so just so proud of what they accomplished over the past weekend. And we want to see more of that as we transition and move into the new high school.
Yeah. This next few months is always, you know, a bit of a, I guess, probably a challenge when it comes to hiring new staff, because a lot of teachers now are making decisions on, you know, whether they want to stay or go on to another opportunity. Bring us up to date on where you are with the hiring process for your upcoming school year.
So we're in the process of starting. We actually have been posting positions. We encourage individuals to notify us as soon as possible of their plans, whether it's to retire or to PCS, because we do hire a large number of individuals who are associated with the military, or if individuals are just deciding to move to a new area. So we try to be as proactive as we possibly can, receive those notifications, and then post all of our positions so that we can give principals and administrators ample time to start interviewing and hiring individuals for the upcoming year. We normally average anywhere between 89 to 119 vacancies per year. I think this last year was closer to the 89. And we're hoping that we can keep that number low this year as we get closer to the start of the upcoming year. Really rely on good personnel, and they are the backbone of the institution. Having quality instructors, good administrators, truly does make a difference.
Well, I know that, it's obviously 2021. It's a different world than what it was in 2019. That's about the time you came on board, wasn't it, the district?
That's correct. I came on board April 15th of 2019. So I'm going on, this is going on 2 years for me. It has been some exciting times and a lot to transpire over the last, over the last 12 months.
Yeah, well, we hope that we're on the upside of things. I know you do, too. And continued good, encouraging words here from Dr. Reginald Eggleston, the superintendent of the Gary County School District, number 475. Dr. Eggleston, is an honor to visit with you this morning, and great to meet you, and look forward to visiting with you again, maybe on campus sometime.
Well, I hope so. So, Dave, thank you so much for this opportunity. It's been a pleasure conversating with you. Again, I'm just so pleased and proud of all that our teachers and administrators have accomplished this year. Our parents have really been patient and demonstrated grace as we've tried to move forward with all the different changes. So it's been a tremendous opportunity. So thanks so much.
Absolutely. Dr. Reginald Eggleston, our guest on K-Man's In Focus.